And in this particular song, Canaan's land gives reference to heaven. Across the Jordan River of death, Canaan's land refers to the heavenly abode on which we have our hopes fixed. And I'm glad that we are camping toward that wonderful land. It's good to be back this evening. Good to see each of you back. The Lord blessed us to have a meaningful and enjoyable and edifying worship service on this morning. Yes. We witness the new birth of our baby brother into the body of Christ. He's just a baby. He's a big baby, but he's a baby. We speak of Brother Lester Lamson. We want to welcome him, and most of you already have welcomed him to the family. We are delighted to have him as a part of the Hart Street family. We want to do everything we can to make him feel welcome and to feel right at home. Turn in your Bibles this evening to Acts chapter 24. We want to principally focus our attention on verses 24 and 25. We'd like to have you think with us this evening on the specific title, Some Good Qualities in a Fool. Some Good Qualities in a Fool. That might seem self-contradictory, or that might seem oxymoronic, that a fool could possess some positive qualities, that a fool could exhibit some good qualities. But this is the case in the case of Felix, who is frequently referred to as Felix the Fool. And there are good reasons for characterizing Felix as a fool. But despite the foolishness that characterized Felix, yet there are some good qualities that he possessed. He possessed some qualities that I would like to see others possess, that I would like to see exemplified in the life of others. There are some in the body of Christ that could use some of the positive qualities that were exhibited by Felix. And I'm just going to briefly reference some of these qualities of Felix characterized as a fool that are good qualities, that are positive qualities. Look at verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul. Paul was being detained. He was basically en route to Rome, but he had been arrested and he is now being detained. The first positive quality that I observe in Felix. He sent for Paul. Paul was a man of God. Paul was a stalwart apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul had been commissioned to preach the gospel of salvation to those who were lost, primarily to the Gentiles, but also to the Jews. Paul is summoned by a politician. He is summoned by Governor Felix. Now, not only did he send for Paul, but he also went further. He sent for Paul that he might hear him concerning the faith in Christ. I have to give Felix credit for being interested in the Word of God. I have to give Felix credit for being interested in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world, and the one who died on the cruel cross of Calvary and was buried in a borrowed tomb and arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. I think it's commendable that he was interested in hearing what the preacher, what the apostle had to say concerning faith in Christ. We can't overemphasize the vital importance of faith in Christ, because really, without faith in Christ, you are lost, hopelessly lost. Your doom is sealed. Your destiny is already determined if you do not have faith in Christ. That very golden text of the Bible that we hear quoted very frequently, John 3:16, indicates how vitally important and fundamental is faith in Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We see the essentiality of faith in Christ. We see the indispensability of faith in Christ. We cannot be saved without it. In Acts chapter 18 and verse number 8, the Bible says, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. They believed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus himself said in John chapter 8 and verse number 24, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So it is imperative if one wants to be saved, it is imperative if one wants to reach the heavenly Canaan land, that he has a stalwart faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. So when I read that Felix sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ, you know, I wish more people were interested and willing to hear about faith in Christ, its importance, its necessity, its essentiality. I wish folks in Washington could hear about the genuine faith in Christ Jesus. I wish President Trump could give an attentive ear to Jesus Christ and faith in Christ. I wish the Attorney General and all of the senators and all of the representatives could hear and come to a knowledge of the faith which is in Christ Jesus. I wish that our beleaguered mayor of Nashville had the opportunity, or would take the opportunity, as did Felix of Antiquity, to hear concerning faith in Christ Jesus. I know she's been subjected to great embarrassment, and her ordeal has been attended by shame. But more than anything else, what she needs now is to hear some gospel preacher concerning the faith in Christ. I know the multiple victims in the Florida school shooting. I know the survivors' hearts are heavy, the family members who lost loved ones, young people just starting out on the road of life. I know that they missed them and they're traumatized and distressed in the throes of painful bereavement because they have unceremoniously and intrusively lost the lives of their young loved ones. It just pains me to think of a 14-year-old being slaughtered, of a 17-year-old being slaughtered, of innocent teachers being slaughtered because of the evil that inhabited the heart and mind of this young man who was the perpetrator of the dastardly massacre in Florida. These folk, including him, including young Cruz, needs to hear somebody, some gospel preacher, concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. Everybody, as they are getting ready to close out the Winter Olympics in South Korea, people are excited, especially those who have won medals in various competitions. They are excited. They are thrilled. Their countries are proud of them. Those who've even just won bronze medals, they are excited, and they feel good about their accomplishments. They feel that right now, they are exhilarated at having enjoyed the thrill of victory. Of course, some have endured the agony of defeat likewise, but those who've won the silver medals and those who have won the gold medals, they are excited. And they're going to reap some wonderful benefits from having participated and having excelled to the degree that they were able to come with medals, even the bronze. You don't have to have a silver or a gold medal, but something that's far more important, something that's far more valuable than a bronze medal or a silver medal or a gold medal, is the salvation that is available to all men by virtue of faith in Christ Jesus. These people need Christ. These people need to be saved. These people need to have their sins forgiven. These people need to render humble obedience to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that Felix sent for the preacher and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Can't we commend Felix for taking those noble steps? Can't you commend Felix for his willingness to hear Christ? We look at verse 25 and we see furthermore, the preacher is there. Felix is listening. Felix is giving attention to the words that are being spoken by Paul. Although it seems he was getting more than he bargained for, It seems that he's getting some things that he didn't sign on for or sign up for when he sent for Paul, that he might hear him concerning the faith in Christ. But we see another quality exemplified in Felix that we have to conclude is commendable. What is that? Verse number 25. And as he reasoned, that is Paul, the preacher, as he reasoned, and he had three basic points in his process of reasoning as he delivered his lesson. He reasoned of righteousness. That is the need for having a right relationship with God, the need for living a life that is righteous according to righteous standards. Amen. He reasoned of how Felix needed to get right with God and how Felix needed to live right before God. So as he reasoned of righteousness, but not only did he reason of righteousness, but likewise he reasoned of temperance. He reasoned of self-control. He reasoned of one living a life demonstrating a sense of restraint, not being able to do any and everything he wanted to do. It reminds me of Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, where Titus is told by Paul, he tells him, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, godly, and righteously in this present world." This signifies that Paul got the attention of Felix. He talked about righteousness and temperance. But not only did he talk about righteousness and temperance, but he also talked about judgment to come. And everybody needs to be made aware of the reality of coming judgment. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this cometh the judgment." Nobody's going to be able to escape it. No matter how politically powerful you are, or how financially situated you might be, or how well educated and well healed you might be, none is exempt from this judgment. That's why Paul, talking to the Athenians on Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, said, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at or kind of overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere." Doesn't make any difference who you are or where you reside. He commands all men everywhere to repent, for he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. And he gives assurance to all men that this is going to happen because he raised him from the dead. And just as surely as Christ was raised from the dead, that sure we can be that all men everywhere are going to be judged. And I just appreciate Felix, although he turned out to be a fool. I appreciate Felix for his willingness to listen to the Word of God, his willingness to give an attentive ear to the message proclaimed by Paul as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. I think that's positive. I think that's those are good qualities. Sent for the preacher, listened to the preacher. Those are good qualities. But finally, as we think about good qualities exhibited in the life of Felix, as the preacher pontificated on righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, how did Brother Felix respond? The Bible says Felix trembled. And that was a word that signified that he was terrified. He at least had the capacity to tremble. He had the capacity to be fearful. I believe it was just recently mentioned in the prayer, if my memory serves me properly, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Felix experienced fear because Felix trembled. Felix shook in his boots. Felix was terrified at the prospects of having to stand before the judgment bar of the Lord with his naked face hanging out with nothing behind which to hide, and had to give an account of how he had lived his life, that instilled a sense of terror in Felix. And I'm glad he had that capacity to experience that. We need more folk in the church who can experience some fear, who can experience some terror, who can experience some trembling. It's obvious that Felix was penetrated. You know, in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 and 37, therefore, Peter said, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. When they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. They were penetrated by the powerful sword of the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. And they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter responded by saying, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They were penetrated. And a number of them responded appropriately to the gospel message. Because the Bible says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They were what I call penetrated and motivated, because they followed through. They followed the directives that were given by Peter. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They did that. They that gladly received his word, not all of them gladly received it. I'm sure you had some Felixes in the audience. Felix was penetrated, but he was not motivated. So unfortunately, he answered Paul, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Felix wanted to have a convenient season, a season suited to personal comfort or to easy performance. He wanted to be allowed to do what needed to be done when it could be done more easily and without any real trouble, conveniently. But the convenient season never comes. It's not going to ever be convenient to get your life together. It's not going to ever really be convenient for you to repent. It's not going to ever be convenient for you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's not something that's easily done or can be suited to personal comfort or easy performance. It's a hard decision for you to decide that I will obey God. He wanted to wait for a convenient season, and that convenient season, as far as we know, never came insofar as him heeding the message that had been delivered to him by Paul. He called for Paul a little bit sooner than one would have anticipated. But he didn't call for Paul that he might obey the message preached by Paul. You know why he called for Paul? He called for Paul because he thought Paul was going to grease his palms. He was hoping that the money that Paul had or had access to, that he would use that to pay him, that he might release Paul from custody. He wasn't really concerned after his old conscience began to cool down. He wasn't that concerned about obeying the demands of the gospel. But he was greedily and avariciously desirous of having money, of being paid. You know, they say, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. So as far as we know, Felix never did obey the gospel of Christ. He put it off. He put it off. He procrastinated. That's delaying or neglecting to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And so many people neglect, they procrastinate, they put off obeying God. They put off making their relationship right. Those who strayed away, they put off coming back and realigning their lives with God's will. They put off being restored. They put off repenting of their sins. But it's very dangerous to procrastinate. Procrastination is dangerous. It is deadly. It is destructive. We used to sing that song, "Don't put off today, don't put off what you need to do today till tomorrow." Because in reality, tomorrow might not come. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. Today is the only day we have. So let's learn from the positive qualities Felix demonstrated, and let us learn also from the deadly, dangerous, and destructive habit Felix exemplified, putting off the doing of vitally important things. You might be here this evening and you stand the guilty distance from the Lord. You might be a part of his family, but you might have fallen by the wayside. You might have lapsed into an unfortunate state of unfaithfulness. You don't have to remain in that state. Immediately, right now, your state can be remedied. You can be changed. You can be restored. But you can't put it off like Felix put off obeying. You have to take advantage of the moment, recognizing that indeed the clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hands will stop at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with a will. Place no faith in tomorrow, for the hands may then be still. Maybe you're here and you'd like to obey the Lord tonight. Maybe you'd like to get right tonight. I trust that you'll do it through repentance, confession, and prayer. It can be done. There's one who is not a Christian, not a part of the family of God, hearing the glorious gospel of Christ, how he was buried, how he died, how he was buried, and how he arose again the third day from the grave. Hearing that good news and believing it with all of your heart, repenting of all of your sins, confessing your faith in Christ as the Son of God, and submitting to baptism in water for the remission of your sins, you can arise to walk in the newness of life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Will you do it right now? Don't put it off. Don't make the fatal mistake of Felix by waiting, delaying. Do it now as we together stand and as we